It's been a few weeks since we had an opportunity to speak to this man, and mainly because the Newcastle Knights haven't done so well. I'm sure he's probably happy about that. Jason Linnane from Singleton Council, how are you doing?
G'day, Bear. I'm going really good. I'm going a lot better than my beloved Knights. It has been a tough month, but better days are ahead.
All right, that's the optimistic Jason Linnane that we love. Now, I've got a question for you from Mitch, one of our regulars. He wants to know, are you related to Steve Linnane, who played for the Dragons and the Knights back in the 80s?
I sure am. Steve's my cousin. Now, dads were brothers.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, Stephen was the reason why I moved down the Hunter Valley from Dubbo 30-odd years ago, because when he left the Knights, he went and catched Curry, and I played there with him for a number of years.
There you go. How's he going these days?
Yeah, he's going pretty good. He works down, living and working down in Sydney. He works for Transport for New South Wales and does sort of coordination and management of their systems around compliance on the state rail network.
Okay, all right. Well, that answers Mitch's question. Thank you very much for that.
Not a problem at all.
Mate, now I say this in the gentlest of terms, but your Depop is on display.
It is, mate. It is. They're very happy. On Tuesday night, our council agreed to put on public exhibition our CSP, our delivery plan, our operational plan, which includes our budget. We've done a lot of work over the last 6 months engaging with our community. We've had more than 8,000 interactions with people right across our local government area. To really help us understand what it is they want to see for their local government area, not only now, but over the next 10 years. So, and it's really put a lot of focus back on livability and the appreciation of all those things that make Singleton unique.
Yep.
Our community is really clear. They want a modern, they want a connected community. They want all the state-of-the-art facilities and the conveniences that you'd expect to get in Sydney, but not losing that rural heartbeat, not losing that small-town feel that makes our town, our villages, the special places they are to live. For next year, we're talking over $100 million budget, $28 million in capital works, and includes a whole array of things, more shared pathways and cycleways, ongoing improvements to our water and sewer infrastructure, which is so important. Something that's really dear to me is upgrades and embellishment to our sporting infrastructure, things like the $1.6 million extension to rugby league amenities at Perth Tech Park, $1 million for athletics amenities at Cook Park, kids, seating and shade for AFL and cricket spectators down there at Cook Park. A whole range of really wonderful things which do go to making sure that we provide that social infrastructure so we continue to be and enhance our ability, create a better Singleton, a place where people want to work and invest and play.
Well, one of the reasons Singleton is a fantastic destination in May is because of the Firelight Festival that has now just been, well, it's on steroids now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, I'm really proud of the work that our staff have done in bringing this together over the last few years and being in a position where we can now partner with Dave O'Zell and his state government. And the $150,000 grant that we received is so appreciated. It enables us to make this event not just a 4 or 5 hour event, but a week long event. We're going to be lighting up the historic Denali Bridge, Cook Park, over that period from the 14th of May right through to the 21st of May when we have the Firelight event there in John Street. And if people think they've experienced it before, that's great. We get a lot of really positive feedback about it, but it's going to be bigger and better than that before. And we're going to have eateries and the guys from around Hermitage and Broke Ford which coming to town to help us provide that wine, that food experience and that razzmatazz that you get with the Firelight experience.
We can't wait for it, and it's not too far away. And before I let you go today, tell us a little bit about the Business Builder Program.
Again, this is something that we continue to work extremely closely with those really good people down there at Business Singleton. We've got a wonderful partnership with Sue and Danny and the rest of the team. It follows on from the really successful program in 2021, the Business Builder Program. It's going to be launched on the 4th of May at the Singleton Business Singleton Breakfast. And so it's an array of activities and programs that we're doing, we're putting on to support our businesses. We acknowledge that businesses right across our state, right across our country. But here in Singleton, we've had some really tough times. We've had the obvious with COVID.
Yeah.
We've had the recent events with flooding. Before that, we had drought and fires. So this is just about providing practical programs to support, provide assistance for businesses at any stage and in any situation, whether in crisis or whether they're thriving. It covers things like one-hour marketing website webinars through to three-month professional mentoring programs. And the program's been developed to support our businesses at all stages of life, to help them grow, help them respond, and help them rebuild.
Jason, thank you very much. Now, I didn't mention why you've been away for the last couple of weeks. You and I will have a chat about that in the not-too-distant future because you took on an absolutely massive challenge and everybody deserves to hear about it. But I'll let you go for now and we'll talk about that in the next little while.
Yeah, thanks, Bear. I'd love to share the experience. What I've done was once of a lifetime opportunity for myself, but also being able to contribute to the very worthy cause that we're raising money for is something that I'm very proud of.
All right, Jason, thanks for that. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners.